siblings, it is absolutely possible for adult siblings really to have little or nothing to do with each other until the crunch, until important decisions have got to be made about the care of frail or elderly parents. Now, in some cases, families can be brought closer together. In others, of course, this is the point at which ancient rivalries resurface. And Keren Smedley of Experience Matters runs courses for people in this very situation. Good morning to you, Keren.
Good morning.
And now you've been listening to what we've already been discussing. This is a very complicated area, isn't it?
It is very complicated.
Tell us about your own experience a couple of years ago.
Well, I'm the eldest daughter, and I say that because, in a sense, I thought I was in charge. And I have a younger sister, and you can see that already set it up with a problem. We struggled in managing the care of our mother, and I think what happened is, although we do still see each other and did see each other before, we've never really spent a lot of time as adults together. And our lives were different and our values were different. And now we were having to make decisions together, coming from very different places.
What was the situation with your parents? What was the problem?
My mother had dementia, and at the point that it was being difficult for her to manage at home, decisions had to be made about care, about whether she stayed at home, how it was dealt with, and we both had different ideas, and that then became difficult.
Who was geographically closer?
We're both pretty close, so I don't think that was an issue for us. I know that for many it can be an issue, but for us I don't think that was an issue. I think what was more of an issue is that we didn't agree on the care and we didn't agree on the amount of attention that she needed.
Had you anticipated this problem?
No.
Why hadn't you?
I think that the fantasy is that even though, you know, I live in the real world and I know this happens, the fantasy is my mother won't do this. Mm. You know, she'll go to bed, she'll go to sleep and it will all be lovely. Yeah. And of course it wasn't. And I think what happens, happened to us and happens to a lot of the people I talk to, is as soon as you get into your parents' home, you revert to being the children that you were. So actually at times, you know, I was 5 and she was 3. Mm. And what you need is kind, considerate, thoughtful, empathic people. And most 3- and 5-year-olds aren't.
Are not, no. They are the exact opposite.
Absolutely.
Leonore, what would have happened back in the 19th century in those long families about care of very elderly parents?
Well, they may very well have been unmarried daughters, that, who would, of course, be called. But even married daughters could be called in if it was short term. And don't forget that elderly parents weren't around nearly as much because of higher mortality.
Well, what about the role of the daughter-in-law? I mean, it often falls, of course, to the woman.
Very much so. Daughters-in-law were called on often. But there's... These are almost clan-like, many of these large families, and their cousins, there were unmarried cousins, female cousins,
yes,
who could be called in these situations.
Of course, people married their first cousins much more regularly, didn't they? And so,
yes,
you were that literal clan figure situation. Keren, what is your key piece of advice? Because actually, the truth is none of us are going to be able to avoid this as an issue. Really, it is going to hit everybody. As you say, we all have the fantasy it won't, but of course it will. How do you avoid the pitfalls?
I think the first thing is to actually talk to each other and say and acknowledge this is going to be difficult and work out how best you can actually deal with it. And for most of us, we do actually know that our parents are becoming frail and ill. And I think discussing it and deciding how to manage it before there is a crisis is really important. And what happens is we wait until there's a crisis and it's like, help, now what are we going to do? We've both got to go to work, we've both got young children, how are we going to manage it? Rather than actually saying, let's think about this before, how can we do this? And how can we do this together?
Well, yeah, but what about a situation in which there is one sibling who's living close to the elderly parents and there's another one who's away and is in denial about the seriousness of the situation, in fact, is becoming over-sentimental about it, perhaps, almost? I mean, that, I think that crops up quite a lot, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that, again, it's about talking to each other and suggesting that the other sibling comes down for a weekend and spends some time and actually takes a look. And if you can't come to a solution that's good, then the person who's close needs to say, look, I understand that you have these feelings, and as I'm here, I'm going to have to make some decisions.
I should have mentioned earlier that plenty of people have tweeted saying they are only children, and they're quite happy with that. Other people have tweeted to say they wish they had siblings, and other people, other listeners have said they are sorry they can't provide their children with siblings for whatever, all sorts of reasons, of course, prevent that happening. Other people equally say, I'm glad my child is an only child. But I have to say, if you are an only child, your parents becoming frail is another thing that you have to tackle on your own, and that must be tough, Karen.
It is very tough, and I think that what you also do is need to look for support from elsewhere. It's, can I talk to my friends? Can I talk to any cousins I've got? There are also other services, like the Admiral Nurses. There are people who you can talk to who can help you. You don't have to do any of these things on your own.
Leonore, are you living in this country with elderly parents elsewhere?
Well, I was very fortunate. My brother was close, but we were in very close touch about what should be done and what could be done, and I did go. And I so agree that it's talking about it, getting it out into the open. And but sometimes these ancient kindergarten feelings overthink simple things like the photographs. Who's going to have, well, nowadays you can, you know.
Sure, but it wasn't always the case.
But small, very small things which are meaningful that you think, I want that.
But it runs deeper than that. I mean, I suspect there are some people who argue about who is the favourite child at this point and all sorts of other things.
Absolutely, there's that feeling of the parent always appreciated you more than me and still does it, even though I'm running round. All of those things still come back.
Well, thank you to everybody who's participated already via Twitter. We'd like to see your emails, hear them even. bbc.co.uk/radio4/womanshour. There is an upside to this. It's sometimes very nice to have siblings, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yes. And of course, it can be just as lovely to be an only child, she said quickly. Now, we have some